It's a football. It's a football.
If you don't know football, you shouldn't be with a microphone in your hand.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Soccer Sense, the sensible football podcast, where we look at what's going on the pitch and sensible, or maybe off the pitch, and also some of the stuff that does not make sense. This is Tariq joining you along with Vishal.
Hey guys.
And joining all the way from Gurgaon or Gurugram, it's Karan.
Hey guys.
Alright Karan, we have gathered around the microphone today to discuss one of your favorite topics. And at this moment, making up 90% of Arsenal fan TV's programming, which is the question of whether or not Arsene Wenger should be continuing at Arsenal. But we'll get there in a bit. Vishal, let's begin with talking about this week's results.
Yep.
And really, once again, business as usual. Chelsea, clinical win against West Ham.
Yep, another tough game, another tough, tricky game. Could have been slippery, but efficient as usual.
And so, Karan, Chelsea's title to lose, or I mean, we could do an early medal ceremony.
I think it's Chelsea's title to lose. Throughout the season, they've proved that they're the one team who has remained consistent, and I think the amount of quality that they have, I don't see them slipping up now.
Yeah, 10 points with 11 games left is a great situation to be in.
And it's almost unlikely to be overcome as things stand, despite what City are doing, despite what Tottenham are doing.
Yep.
And speaking of clubs below those two on the table,
chaos.
We have, and that is the result we're going to talk about, Liverpool 3, Arsenal 1. I mean, not that it was an entirely unexpected result, but Vishal, the starting lineup, no Alexis Sanchez.
Yep. So, similar situations, right? Both the clubs coming off a string of bad results, both the clubs in a situation where they have a point to prove. And what did two managers who had a point to prove again, and Jurgen Klopp went out there, put his best team out there, and expected them to deliver the kind of result that he wanted. And Wenger, what did he do? He did himself no favours by putting possibly the worst team out there, where his midfield was non-existent, there were no playmakers in the team. When you had a Ramsey, when you have a Sanchez fit, they were on the bench, they were starting on the bench, and it just made zero sense for them with the starting 11. And the minute you saw the starting 11, you knew that you had played into Liverpool and you were going to lose this game.
And there were no surprises at the end of the half. Liverpool were already 2-0 up,
yep,
despite Danny Welbeck's goal back after Sanchez was introduced late. Not enough. Wijnaldum sealing the victory with the third goal. But Karan, that brings us to the bigger point. Tonight will be the return leg of the Arsenal versus Bayern Munich game. We already know what the first leg was like. Is this going to be the straw that breaks the camel's back?
I don't think so, because if you ask me, the straw has already been broken quite some time back. This is just going to be, you know, pretty much, I mean, you can't say icing on the cake, because it's more of a negative connotation. But, you know, I think by now, people should, you know, realize that things are just not working out for Arsenal the way things are right now.
Okay, so when you say things are not working out for Arsenal the way where they are right now, I mean, really, let's try and break down the problems individually. Vishal, where do we really begin? I mean, we're trying to make a case for Wenger out here.
So I'm going to go way back, right? I'm going to start from when Arsenal moved into the Emirates as a stadium, where the reason that they moved to Emirates as a stadium was the club were doing really well at Highbury, the club were winning trophies, and they finally saw a reason to make the club bigger, bring in more people to you know, enjoy the success that the club is enjoying. And what happened from then on, Arsenal have constantly been settling for mediocrity. They've had a great squad always, but they've let the best players go, who have always left Arsenal to chase trophies and who always have managed to go and win trophies somewhere else. And Arsene Wenger and Arsenal have always promised the best, and every season starts with a lot of promise, starts with a great squad, but ends the same way, where they will more often than not screw up somewhere, then string a set of results together, finish somewhere respectable. And it just works out that Arsene Wenger seems to continue, and it didn't help that they won those two FA Cups in between, which kind of, you know, covered up the bigger problem.
So, Karan, this Groundhog Day scenario that Arsenal fans seem to be living in and out every single year, exactly the same things playing out once again. But you were saying that this is also a fact that it brings in some amount of stability or predictability to what they're doing. A rarity in modern
now, yeah, agree. I mean, it's a question of ambition, right? I mean, you have to really, like Vishal said earlier, I mean, Arsenal were a team that were known to, go for trophies, but over the last few years, that hasn't been the case. But having said that, the one thing that they have managed is that, they've managed financial stability, which in today's scenario is definitely a big deal. It definitely wasn't easy, moving to the Emirates, because for at least about 2 to 3 years, they were pretty much on a shoestring budget. But having said that, having come out of that the way that they have, I mean, they need to really deserve the credit for that. But it was a question of building post that. Now it was a question of, building the squad, which is something that they have failed to do.
So, I read this interesting piece, right, where they spoke of Arsenal not as a football club but as a business. And they said how the current model that Arsenal are operating on is the most efficient and most profitable model, where one, they have great revenue from the stadium, two, they have great revenue from the TV rights of the Champions League and as well as the league, which is a top four finish, and they also generate money by finishing where they are. So the constant top four finish also makes sure that Arsenal make a good amount of money year on year, and the Arsenal owners and the stakeholders are really not people who know or understand football but are out and out businessmen. And like you mentioned the other day, the economist that Arsene Wenger is, he seems to be playing right into the businessman's hands and given delivering what has been defined as success, which is a profitable football club, not necessarily a successful football club.
So Karan, where do you stand on that? Because among the three of us, you are the one in finance.
Well, if you ask me, if this was any other business, I think it would be an absolute gem the way that they're running it. But football is different from any other form of business, so I guess that answers itself.
Okay, and now there seems to be this tipping point where all that we have talked about in terms of whatever Wenger has guaranteed over the years, this year seems to be a tipping point where all of those things are under threat. The potential of a trophy is fading fast. They're probably going to be knocked out of the Champions League. Their chances of qualifying for the next Champions League have dropped below 50% as per the ESPN model. These do not make great reading. And yet, Arsenal have a game in hand in the league, and if they win that game, they actually make it to the second position on the table. So, they always seem to be placed within touching distance of some kind of acceptable result.
Well, I guess, one thing we can say is that Arsenal over the years have pretty much become as what I would call a template club. You know what is going to happen in the beginning of the season, you know what's going to happen at the end of the season, and pretty much you know how it's going to happen. And it's going to pretty much going to be the same case all over again. Again, I come back to that word ambition, which I mentioned earlier. Fine, okay, if they win that game in hand and they go on a mini run, which they end, invariably do towards the end of the campaign, and they finish third or second, make it to Europe, fine, the owners are going to be happy, but majority of the fans, it's going to be a case of, here we go again.
And for the first time in Wenger's career, he finally seems to be losing the dressing room as well. So for example, his best player Alexis Sanchez wants to leave the club on the simple fact that the club doesn't seem to have the ambition or the hunger to go out there and win. And if you really look at Fabregas or Van Persie, who left, they had the same complaint, saying that the club promised me something else and we are going in another direction, and which is why they all want to leave. And now Alexis Sanchez has been benched for the fact that he wants to win.
So, nightmare scenario for all of us, 2020, I mean, not all of us, particularly people who tune into Arsenal Fan TV.
I'll take this, they have possibly might help United finish in the top.
So, let's say 2020, Arsenal are no longer even the second biggest club in London, because Tottenham are making great strides. Arsenal fans, please don't unsubscribe our podcast. So are Chelsea. So, I mean, how do Arsenal stay relevant in the London conversation, let alone the rest of the Premier League?
It's a simple situation right now. So, for players who might have previously chosen Arsenal as a destination, will start looking at Spurs and Chelsea far more seriously, because they seem to be achieving a lot more and seem to be moving in the right direction and have far more ambition. And Arsenal seem to be on the downward slip. So, this is a situation where Arsenal really need to look at themselves and take a few hard calls where they need to, one, figure if they can attract bigger names, because the likes of Ozil has come, the likes of Sanchez has come and not been able to win. That means other big players are going to look at this and possibly guess that this is the kind of situation that they could face and could work as a deterrent towards them coming to Arsenal, which will not only have an effect on the club winning, but will also have an effect on the commercials of the club in terms of selling jerseys, in terms of being a...
So the core worldwide of the business model which they have built so far would get affected. Karan, your thoughts on that?
Again, you know, I think it's pretty obvious that, you know, they've lost the dominance not just in England but within the city itself. It's still not irreparable damage. It still can be improved. But having said that, are the tough decisions going to be made, like Vishal mentioned? You know, Arsenal have shown in the past that they're not a club who are willing to make these difficult decisions. I guess this is what happens when you have, you know, one person in charge of everything. You know, there's nobody to challenge it.
And now if the change does come around, it's going to be a painful transition. We had Sidin on the pod earlier, and he made a similar point about the fact that we're getting ready for a painful Arsenal transition, possibly. Yeah.
So, the biggest challenge, right? So, Arsenal still, let's say they get a new manager. They do still have a potential squad to win, but the new manager has to come and face a tough task of unlearning, you know, because these players are set in their ways, have been working under the same system for the last 20 years or so, and Wenger seems to preach the same way. So the manager has to come and, one, like how Jose Mourinho faced a challenge this year where he said, I needed the players to unlearn what Louis van Gaal has taught them, and it took them almost half the season. So Wenger might be a bigger problem, where the problem is not the fact that they might lose stability, the problem in Arsenal might be that the stability might be the cause of their downfall.
Alright, so, and we will be keeping an eye out on that. So, Karan, final thoughts on Wenger out?
Wenger out, yes, but not completely out of football. I mean, he still has a lot to offer, no doubts about that.
But not probably at Arsenal. Or
Probably not as a manager of a professional club, but he can still offer, you know, at a youth level. He still has the talent to, you know, develop players like not many others.
Yes, so because a large chunk of young players still seem to trust Wenger, so put your academy in his hands, let him, you know, bring in the future generation. The Vasily clearly seems to be capable and has a great eye for it, so let him do that and bring in a manager who can really start turning things around and make Arsenal start winning again, because it's before it's too late, because clubs are on the rise, Everton's on the rise, United's on the rise, Tottenham's on the rise, so you do not know in possibly 2 years, if this continues, you might be a top 10 club instead of a top 5 club.
So we are talking about, I mean, tonight at the Champions League game, there is talk of another protest going out, chanting Wenger out. You know, I was just telling Vishal earlier that aside of Donald Trump in the world right now, I think most protests taken out against anybody, I think, has to be Arsene Wenger. And somebody has to run against him with hats that say, make Arsenal win again.
Yeah.
It can be in red and white.
Yeah, it can be.
Alright, so we'll keep an eye out on this situation as it develops. There might be drastic changes, we do not know, because we are standing on the brink of the Champions League game, and we will take those, and Karan will be back as our rest of the Europe correspondent to talk about those results on the next pod, which will be out there soon. But in the meantime, you can find us on Audio Boom, go to our channel Soccer Sense and subscribe, or you can go to iTunes or Pocket Cast or any other podcast app that you use to find us on Soccer Sense, or you can visit our website soccer-sense.madewithopinion.com and find us there, and please subscribe and let us know how we're doing. You can follow us on Twitter @SenseSoccer. So that's about it for this week. As usual, the Wenger episode, not entirely conclusive, but we all know what really needs to be done. It's a question of whether Arsenal will do it or not.
Yeah.
We will keep an eye out for that. In the meantime, this is goodbye from Vishal.
Pray for United people. Pray for United.
And goodbye from Karan.
See you guys.
And goodbye from me. See you guys next week.